I am Phil Nee with a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports. The Dodgeville girls basketball team opened the Southwest Wisconsin Conference with a 62-35 win over Richland Center. The Hornet girls were leading 12-10 midway through the first half when Dodgeville outscored them 23-1. During the remainder of the half, the Dodgers built the lead with a torrid shooting night from beyond the arc. They made 9 three-point baskets during the game. Richland Center was led in scoring by L.V. Weiss with 10, Kylie Burns added 9, Ella Clements 5, Ava Martin scored 4, Taylor Wirtz 3, Addie Board and Jory Schultz both had 2 points. The Hornets were 15 for 27 from the free throw line and did not make a 3-point basket. Dodgeville was paced by Josie Mallon with 19 points, including 4 3-pointers. Abilene Bartz added 16, Lydia Riley and Emma Doherty each had 9. The Dodgers were 11 for 18 from the line. Dodgeville won the JV game 55-16 over the Hornets. Following the 62-35 win, Dodgeville is now 2-3 overall. They will play a non-conference game Tuesday night at home against Broadhead. Richland Center will travel to Mauston, also coming up on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in girls basketball, it was Hillsboro over Brookwood, 61-52. It was Elena Clark, 25, Michelle Hora, 15, Emma McGraw, 13, leading Hillsboro. The Riverdale girls improved to 5-2 on the season with a 2-1 SWAL record after defeating Iowa Grant 54-35 last night. The Chieftains jumped out to an early lead, which they maintained throughout the evening. They took a 25-16 lead into the half. Macy McKay led all scorers with 23 points, including 15 in the second half. Junior Bailey Harris scored 11. Sophomore Caitlin Meese, 7, including the team's lone three-pointer. Ava Kratzenberg knocked down 3 outside shots to finish with a total of 6 points. Junior guards Jossie Adams, 5, Haley Schneider, 2, rounded out the scoring for Riverdale. At the varsity level, Riverdale finally has some time off as they won't be in action until next Friday when they host Mineral Point. The JV squad will be in action Friday evening when they head to Ithaca. Elsewhere in girls basketball from last night's busy schedule, it was Mineral Point over Boscobel, 63-41. Darlington, 56, Fenimore, 50. It was Lancaster, 69-19 over Prairie du Chien. Highland, 78-29 over Benton. Kickapoo, 43, Seneca, 27. It was Royal, 44, New Lisbon, 30. Hillsboro, 61-50 over Brookwood. Lafarge, 37, North Crawford, 30. It was Viroqua, 48, Westby, 40, and Cashton, 63-28 over Oneewoc Center. Cuba City defeated Southwestern 64-29. It was also a win last night for Belmont over Potosi, 55-54. Wisconsin Dells, 77, Ripon, 36, Mauston over Wautoma, 83-18. In boys basketball, a victory for Southwestern over Ithaca, 89-45, Benton, 73, Highland, 56, Evansville, 69-51 over Broadhead, Pecatonica, 68-44 over Judah, Reedsburg, 55, Mauston, 50. In dual meet wrestling last night, Ithaca Weston won 3. They won the triangular at Cashton, scoring a win 35-21 in the first match, 40-30 over Kickapoo Lafarge in match 2, and in match 3, 38-24 over Eau Claire North. Sauk Prairie was a dual meet winner against River Valley, 60-17. During special night last night at River Valley with their youth night and regular season dual meet. Tonight in girls basketball, Ithaca will be hosting DeSoto. It's Ithaca Weston against DeSoto in girls at 6, followed by DeSoto and Ithaca boys basketball. The Weehaw Horse Club will be hosting a spaghetti dinner during that time tonight at the Ithaca School Commons. Other girls games, Wazika Steuben is at Belmont, Reedsburg at Mauston, Toma at Baraboo. In boys basketball elsewhere tonight, Westby at GET, Brookwood at Cashton, Darlington at Cuba City, Southwestern at Mineral Point, Bangor at New Lisbon, North Crawford is at Lafarge, Hillsboro at Oneewoc Center, Royal at Nisida, Highland at Barneveld, Weston is at Wazika Steuben, Kickapoo at Seneca. It is Boscobel at Iowa Grant, Riverdale at Fenimore. Platteville plays at Prairie du Chien as well in conference play. Lancaster at Dodgeville in the southwest. And River Valley is at Richland Center. The Hornets with a win against Cooley Christian on Monday night. It was a chance for every Hornet to get in the scoring column. Here is Coach Brian Pulse.
It was a game, obviously, when we scheduled it and going into it, knew that the opponent was young to the WIAA, and they had a young, inexperienced team. So we were able to, get everybody in. That's a great experience for our guys that haven't been able to get much playing time this year. So always fun when that happens. Everyone got in the scorebook and scored. So, we enjoyed the night, but we knew we had to turn and pivot to our next opponent here pretty quickly.
Right, with the conference starting right away. And what about River Valley? What makes this year's River Valley team tough?
Well, in watching their film, a couple of things stand out. One, I mean, they're well coached, especially on the defensive end. I think they don't have great size, but they do a good job of playing help side defense. I think with their lack of size, that's going to be something we're going to need to really try to put to them on Friday. We're going to need to get that ball inside. We're going to have some size advantages.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Pulse. Hear the action tonight on WRCO Radio, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Three Aces had a 17-96. Holy Rollers, 17-83. The Ten Pins, a 17-80. Holy Rollers, a 6-48. Spare Parts, 6-37. Three Aces, a 6-34. Top Series, Marlene Geary, a 5-36. Lila Kraska, a 4-88. Marsha Mahatka, a 4-70. Top Game, Marsha Mahatka, 196. Marlene Geary and Patty Labansky with 189s. Irene Klatt-Stovey, a 181. Irene Klatt-Stovey had a 310 split pickup. Also, Tammy Schwingel, a 510. Lucky Strikers League action going on yesterday. And also last night at the Phoenix Center, All-Star League saw Advance Pumpin' Well with a 28-84. Pioneer Print Company, 28-38. TKO Barbecue, a 27-78. Advanced Pumpin' Well, 996. High Game, TKO Barbecue, a 988. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 975. Top Series, Chris Pardoon, 111 over average with a 702. Travis Bushley, a 676. And Jason Gerner, a 658. Travis Bushley with a 255 high game. Lucas Lindvig and Chuck Pardoon with 247s. Chris Pardoon, a 246. Top individual highlights, Ricky Wolf bowled a 630, 117 over average. And thank you to Shelley and Larry Ferguson for stopping in and cheering on the Advanced Pump and Well team from the cheerleading section last night during All-Star Bowling League action. Also in sport news, the Bucks with a win last night. Kyle Kuzma with 31, Bobby Portis 27. The Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 116-101. Also coming up this weekend, Packer football on Sunday, 1 o'clock time for the pregame on WRCO-FM.